watching distant clouds roll on by and whisper gently the sages weren't so saintly after all, and this knowing is my salvation, salvation.
Station sponsor.
Business, science, nursing. In every industry, there's a key thing employers are looking for: creative thinking. It empowers you to overcome obstacles, sparks new ideas, and makes your voice cut through the noise. And at ECU, it's embedded in our teaching and learning. Study with flexibility and level up your career with creative thinking. Search ECU Postgrad and apply now. ECU, creative thinkers made here.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Hey, this is Joel from Eskimo Joe for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. On tour, we love seeing punters at a gig having a great time. And because we play a lot of pubs, that usually involves a lot of drinks. What we'd hate to see is one of our fans trying to drive home after they'd been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead, share a taxi, or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. The life you save might be your own.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
The Community File.
Do you have one free hour per week and a passion for helping young people? EdConnect Australia's volunteers provide friendship and guidance to students who need a little support to reach their full potential. You can help as a mentor working one-to-one with a student, or as a learning support volunteer to assist in classrooms, breakfast clubs, or a variety of other roles. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to www.edconnect.org.au.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Energy bill relief and rent assistance will be key cost of living measures included in tonight's federal budget. Frank Bonacorso reports.
Labor's third consecutive budget is set to include power bill relief for every Australian household and about 1 million small businesses, as well as an increase in rent assistance. While the details of the energy bill relief package won't be revealed until the budget is handed down, it's believed to be significantly larger than last year's, which saw 5 million households eligible for up to $500 in power bill relief. Those on Commonwealth rent assistance will also see their payments increase, which was a recommendation of the Economic Inclusion Advisory Committee. The government says the bill relief won't add to inflation. The budget will be handed down in about half an hour's time.
New data shows New South Wales is no longer on track to meet its Closing the Gap target to reduce the rate of Aboriginal adults in prison. The New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research says while just 3.2% of adults in the state are Aboriginal, Indigenous people make up more than 30% of the prison population. Two-thirds of the youth detention population in the state is Indigenous, which is also a new record. The state's Closing the Gap target was to reduce the rate of Indigenous adults held in custody by at least 15% by 2031. The Bureau says that target is no longer on track. Hundreds of workers for embattled airline Bonza will remain stood down for at least another 2 weeks. The budget airline went into voluntary administration last month with its entire fleet repossessed. Administrators today told more than 300 staff members the suspension of flights would continue until the 29th of May. Talks are continuing with parties reportedly interested in bailing out the airline, which owes about $110 million. The deadline for expressions of interest has been extended to Thursday. A Victorian man accused of a double murder says he was involved in the victim's deaths but is innocent of murder. Greg Lynn is currently on trial for the murder of Russell Hill and Carol Clay, who were killed while on a camping trip in Victoria's High Country in March 2020. Mr. Lynn's barrister today told the court his client admitted his accidental involvement in a police interview. The lawyer said Mr. Lynn removed the two bodies from the scene and set fire to their campsite. Mr. Lynn said he made a series of terrible choices but was not guilty of murder. Authorities in the French-ruled Pacific island of New Caledonia have shut down the international airport, imposed a curfew in the capital, and called for police reinforcement after violent protests. The protests were in response to a draft law to change voting statutes, which would allow French residents who have lived in New Caledonia for a decade to vote in provincial elections. Local leaders fear it would dilute the vote of the indigenous Kanak people. The government has called for calm and condemned the destruction of property, saying 50 local businesses and hundreds of vehicles had been burnt. Turning to sport, Melbourne Storm captain Harry Grant will face the NRL judiciary tonight in a bid to overturn a dangerous contact charge. Grant was controversially sin-binned for contact on Cronulla Sharks half Daniel Atkinson over the weekend, but escaped with a monetary fine. The club will argue Grant's contact did not put Atkinson in a dangerous position.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
This is Night Shift.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, we're on.
I'm telling you, this could turn Hare Krishna into a bad boy.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it?
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty. And I can feel the warning signs. Half the world away.
You know what I mean, yeah?
Welcome to the House of Fun.
Cush tea.
Cup of tea for the big fella.
Did you understand a single word of what he just said?
It's quite amazing what can happen in a week.
love somebody, set them free. That's how it is with me. But you know I'll always come back. And then she kisses me. And somewhere I hear a door slam. So I say fine. And just hope that I'm a better liar than she is. She says,
I don't want nobody else. I love you.
She's lying.
There won't be somebody else.
Call him hard. heartache, but it's not a boy's name. If you grow up to be just like him, just like me, you're fighting for exclusive rights, for honeymoons each sleepless night. In which case I'll call you appetite. Yes, I think I'll call you appetite. So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, be Robin Hood. If your eyes won't take all you see, then I think I'll name you after me. I think I'll call you appetite. So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, be Robin Hood. If your eyes are wanting all you see, then I think I'll name you after me. I think I'll call you appetite. Then I think I'll name you after me. Yes, I think I'll call you appetite.
And welcome to the show. You're here with Dave Lister Elliott and Connor Elliott, and we are taking you along the journey to Newcastle on the Half the World Away show tonight. And we kicked off with a couple of big, big Geordie bands there, Prefab Sprout, and before that we had a little-known artist by the name of... James Michael Bradford. Now, everybody else won't know him as James Michael Bradford. They'll only know him as Jimmy Nail. And he was in Alvida's Ain't Pet, is probably where most people would know him.
Yeah.
Played Ozzy Osbourne, or Osbourne in Alvida's Ain't Pet.
Nice.
Well-known character.
Yeah.
But also he was in Evita.
Where
he got international fame. So there you go. Massive name from there. Jimmy Nail.
Yeah.
Or James Michael Bradford, if you want to go that way, and Prefab Sprout with an absolute cracker of a track called Appetite. And I was texting Steve Herbert, who does the Disco Inferno shows on Saturdays,
yep.
And he said they are one of his favourite bands of all time, and he will take the first album that they did to the grave with him. So
brilliant,
there you go, that's how big they are from Newcastle.
Yeah.
Prefab Sprout,
wow,
one of the best. And like I said, we are in Newcastle tonight, and we are going around the tune.
Yeah, around the tune.
Around the tune. And we got a lot of backs and a lot of bands. We started scraping away at the how many bands were in Newcastle, and we could probably do about 5 shows out of this one.
Yeah,
couldn't we?
At least,
because there's just so many of them.
Absolutely. It was mental, the amount of people that we had to cut from tonight.
Yeah.
Just to try and fit it into the 2 hours.
Yeah, and... We can't just do every single song from Newcastle tonight, so we've tried to fit in some other stuff as well. And we have got a 2-up from Prefab Sprout,
yeah,
just simply because they are so fabulous.
Yeah.
But the next one, and this is massive, this is an old folk band from Newcastle, and this is a band called Linda's Farm, and a lot of people in Newcastle will know them because they had a massive, massive hit in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And it was called Fog on the Tyne.
Oh.
And if you're a Geordie, you're going to know this one. And if you're not, you probably just remember it as one of them songs you used to turn off when it came on some of the pops. But for all the Geordies out there, we are going to play it for you. This is Linda's Farm, and this is Fog on the Tyne.
Sitting in a sleazy snack bar, sucking sickly sausage rolls. Slipping down slowly, slipping down sideways. Think I'll sign off the door. 'Cause the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
Go
Could a copper catch a crooked coffin maker? Could a copper comprehend that a crooked coffin maker's just an undertaker who undertakes to be your friend? And the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. Tell the truth tomorrow, today will take its time to tell you what tonight will bring. Presently we'll have a pint or two together, everybody do their thing. Swing together, we can have a wee-wee. We can have a wet on the wall. If someone slips a whisper that it's simple, sister, slap them down and slap it on their smalls. Cause the fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine, all mine. The fog on the Tyne is all mine.
The Community File.
If you are a Stirling Libraries member, you can access free downloadable resources straight from the City's website. Visit the City's website at stirling.wa.gov.au and search for Digital Library.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people until vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
And that was a big thank you to our sponsors there.
Yeah.
Always good to have them on board. It's what keeps our station alive. And like I said, we did have, just before that one, was Linda's Farm, an English folk band from Newcastle.
Yeah.
Established in 1968.
Wow.
So that's
pretty
55
old.
Years.
Yeah, yeah, very old.
Very old. Be careful. and they had, so that was the number one album. That came off the number one album, which was called Fog on the Tyne, obviously.
Yeah.
1971. It was the biggest selling UK album in 1972.
Wow. Weird.
Out of all the great tracks that come out, that was the
out
biggest
of all
selling.
The tracks in the 70s.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right.
Anyway, Linda's Farm.
There you go.
I'm sure no one else has played that on the radio for a long, long time.
Yeah, probably since 1972.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
And probably...
good reason.
But moving right along, we have got quite an eclectic group of tracks to play tonight. And we've just basically chosen things that we like.
Yeah.
As long as and some of the Newcastle stuff, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And this next one being one of them. This is a song that I like it because it was part of a really cool British TV show. which was played on the ABC or SBS as well, I think. But it was about detectoring.
Oh, yeah.
It was about metal detectorists.
Metal detectorists.
And we fell in love with it. What a brilliant show. What if you get a chance, you've got to watch it.
Ah, it's unreal.
It is. Right. It's fantastic. You feel like you are their friends.
Yeah.
And want to hang out with them all the time.
Yeah.
So this track is called, it's from Johnny Flynn, and this is the original soundtrack to the start of Detectorists. And then straight after that, we're going to have a little bit of Adam and the Ants.
Oh, perfect.
Just because we can. That track that we'll play is Dog Eat Dog, which is one of his lesser known tracks and not very often played on the radio. But like I said, it's our show.
Yeah, we can do what we want.
And we will. Enjoy.
The Goats are all about the greatest. So Tuesday evenings from 8, it's all about the greatest songs, only the greatest guests, and apparently one more goat in Tony. Who will keep you in the greatest of company? Tony has done this all before, and now he brings his unique vibe to 89.7 FM. Tune in for the Goats. It's nothing but the greatest. Tuesday evenings from 8 on 89.7 FM, we're proudly local.
Will you search through the lonely earth for me? Climb through the briar and bramble. I'll be your treasure. I felt the touch of the kings and the breath of the wind. I knew the call of all the songbirds. They sang all the wrong words. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Swim through the briny sea for me, roll along the ocean's floor. I'll be your treasure. I'm with the ghosts of the men who can never sing again. There's a place, follow me, where a love lost at sea is waiting for you, is waiting for you.
Things we do only the earth can know.
And that was Adam and the Ants.
An absolutely awesome track from Adam and the Ants.
It's a great track, isn't it? I do like Adam and the Ants. Born on the same day as me.
Wow.
3rd November.
Yeah.
There you go.
68 as well, or?
No.
Oh.
I think he's older than me. But
maybe.
I'm sure he is. Anyway, so the next track up we've got.
This is our Jack track for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was given to me. This is by Barbie.
Oh, the Bad Pete.
The Bad Pete research team.
Nice.
So the Barbie part of it. She said, I've listened to this. Because the last week she sent me one, it was Australian.
Yeah.
And I went, I can't play that.
Can't play that.
It's all English, isn't it? It's all British, all Irish. Yeah. And I said, we can't do that. And she found this one, which is great because it's got a component from Newcastle.
Brilliant.
And it's English.
Wow.
So, who is it?
It is Dub Pistols and Freestylers featuring Top Cat.
Yeah.
Jump on it.
And they've stolen bits of a track behind it from a Newcastle legend.
Wow.
Hank Marvin, who's out of the shadows. Yeah. And also the backing group for Cliff Richard. So it's massively English, this track.
Yeah.
So have a listen. Let us know what you think. The lines are open. It's 0418-897-897. And you can text into us, and if we like your request, we might even play it.
Maybe.
And if we don't,
it's not getting played.
But that's what is good about being on our show.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy this one.
Well, music is a thing we're supposed to bring people together. When a business about the border, and a afraid nationality and color, a music in charge, for some run the chat, my selector, special request to every record collector and every raver. Stay up on good behavior. You could have been white, you could have been black, you could have been slim, you could have been fat, you could have been living in the mansion arena, black or flat. Could have come from Golia, from the hilltop. This is not a nine original Top Cat. On the east side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the west side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the north side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the south side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the east side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the west side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the north side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the south side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the east, on the west, on the north, on the south, on the east, on the west, on the north. On the south, on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south, on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south, on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south. Keep in the dance, let the people find out. Tell them to the champion, DJ the boat. Dance, get rammed, watch the massive turn out. Ripping the ends when we ask them for short. From east, make up some noise if you come from east. From west, make up some noise if you come from west. From north, make up some noise if you come from north. From south, make up some noise if you come from south. Make me come together and rock out, we don't wanna fight, just rock out, rock out. That's just nice, just rock out, rock out, rock out, rock out. On the east side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the west side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the north side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the south side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the east side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the west side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the north side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the south side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the east, on the west, on the north, on the south, on the east, on the west, on the north. On the south, on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south, on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south, on the east, on the west, on the north, on the south. You coulda come from country, coulda come from town. Coulda black, coulda white, coulda yellow, coulda brown. Move to the rhythm, giddy up and get down. Step and skank and spin all around. Moving on, giving to the champion song. Another hit tune, eminently inbound. Coming from the street, coming from underground. This is Top Cat, me a chat microphone. That is the name for which me is known. The stone, they refuse that punk on the song. We boost energy and not no war zone. If we enjoy ourselves, everybody get around. What would you do if you fuck up on a crew? And you're not on your end, feel the back end of your friends. No postcode zone, everywhere are we all. And we come to match the face down. No! On the east side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the west side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the north side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the south side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the east side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the west side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the north side, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it. On the south side, jump on it.
east, on the west, calling out, on the south, on the east, on the west, calling out, on the south, on the east, on the west, calling out, on the south.
And that was the Jack track of the week, and a great track.
Yeah, what a pump up.
And stealing stuff from Apache, which was by The Shadows, which had Hank Marvin.
Yeah.
From Newcastle.
Brilliant.
All the things are falling in place.
It's really like we plan these out.
I know. It's like there's some research being done.
It's strange.
Very strange.
Speaking of research.
Yeah, we did go up into Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I have been there a few times. It's a great city. And we have, it's, what is it, most furthest northern city in the UK.
Yeah.
On the eastern coast.
Yeah.
Which is cold.
Bizarre. Very apparently. Cold.
Very cold. I've been there when it's been very cold.
Very dry.
Very dry as well. Mm. So, apparently, some facts about Newcastle. So, the windscreen wiper was invented in Newcastle by a Newcastle United fan because he was driving home from an away game in a storm after a cup final match in 1908.
Yeah.
And he couldn't see out the windscreen.
Wow.
So he invented a windscreen wiper.
Brilliant.
And that's how it started after the cup final.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, did you know that the northeast of Newcastle has the greatest variety of ginger hair in the world?
Really?
There are 47 shades of red hotness around the turn.
47 shades of red hair.
47.
Wow, that's a scary fact, isn't it?
I know.
And did you know the Geordie accent's been voted the most friendly in Britain?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah?
They always seem like bubbly, happy people.
They do, don't they? Ah, Newcastle. Yeah. What a place.
What a place.
and another fact. The energy drink, Lucozade, it was invented in Newcastle by a chemist called William Owen. The chocolate bar Whisper. The first ever Greg's Bakery opened.
Brilliant. Love Greg's.
Greg's. Great place. Newcastle Brown Ale is obviously done in Newcastle.
Yeah.
But it's also America's most imported British ale.
Wow.
Of all the ales.
Of all the ales.
That's the one they go for the most.
Right.
You've got to wonder why, haven't you?
Yeah. They also get that rubbish stuff that we brew here as well.
Yeah.
So I don't really trust any of their taste buds.
No, probably not. But we'll find some more facts later on.
Yeah.
But some great facts coming out of Newcastle. And what a city.
Yeah.
So there you go. Newcastle. And I know we're playing a couple of tracks from Newcastle and the surround. So we picked one or two out of Durham.
Yeah.
And South Shields, I think.
South Shields,
One or two. So, talking of which, we're going to play the second one by Prefab Sprout. And this is off the first album called Steve McQueen. And this is the one that's Disco Inferno bloke, Stephen Herbert.
Inferno
just
bloke.
Lost my...
That was good, that.
Yeah, it was. At least I got around there
I've
eventually.
I've seen your brain just fall out of your head then.
Yeah. The clogs were going, but it just wasn't just engaging gear, was it?
Nothing going on.
Yeah, I know. So, Stephen Herbert, this is the album that he said he would take to his grave, which I have to admit is an absolutely amazing album by Prefab Sprout. This song is called Far and Young.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
sentiment an antique, as obsolete as warships in the Baltic. I'm driving on a straight road, it never alters, and the radio suddenly aids but doesn't falter. You offer infrared instead of sun, you offer paper spoons and bubble gum. Late sky, like an all-night radio station without morning, like stumbling on Pearl Harbor without warning. You offer infrared instead of sun, you offer bubble gum, you give me fat. Every mother's son's romantic, every mother's son is frantic. The sunset makes a fence out of the forest, but here I am with head inside the bonnet. I've lost just what it takes to be honest. You offer infrared instead of sun, you offer bubble gum, you give me fire in your.
Long hot summer last but is long gone. But I'm dancing in the moonlight.
And that was Thin Lizzy with Dancing in the Moonlight. Just having a look at what else we've got coming up. We did have Prefab Sprout before that with Farron Young, and that was off the Steve McQueen album,
yeah.
Which is, if you are into any of that sort of stuff, that is one of the best albums ever.
Yeah, it really is. It's
every track is
every
a banger.
Track, yeah.
And such a great band. And we have had quite a few texts in, so thank you to everybody who's texted in tonight. And also I just want to give a big shout out to Lorraine of Craigie, who has just texted in, said she's listening to the show, she's been listening since it started. It's good to hear Prefab Sprout at the top of the show. Her favourite track is Cars and Girls. Keep the great music going. Any bands from Somerset? Well, it just happens to be that we are away next week. We're into Glasgow.
Yep.
And then we're heading down. We're
Somerset.
Somerset. All Somerset the way down to Bath. Because in Bath, there are some massive bands out of Bath.
Yeah.
One of them being
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears.
Wow.
And they are huge.
Absolutely
so
massive.
So we are heading down to Bath and the surrounding areas in 2 weeks' time. So, Lorraine, if you are listening, tune in that night. I'm sure you'll be loving the tracks then.
Yeah.
And talking of which, we're going back to Newcastle, though.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest names in music,
if ever.
Was in a little band before he went solo,
just a tiny little band.
It was called the police. Yeah, so Sting, massive out of Newcastle.
Yeah,
and we're going to play one of our favorite tracks. There is a great reggae version of this one as well.
Yeah,
if you get a chance, have a listen. But this is the original Sting version. This is Englishman in New York.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast on the in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. Yourself, no matter what they say. Whoa.
combat gear to make a man. It takes more than a license for a gun. Confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run. The manners make of manners, someone say. He's a hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
That was Geordie with the track, which was, I believe, Goodbye Love. Yeah. Which is, some of you may have recognised, there was a voice in there that you should have recognised. Because
especially if you're Australian.
If you're Australian, yeah. Because it was the voice that replaced one of the most iconic singers who passed away in one of the biggest international bands to ever come out of Australia.
Yeah.
And the singer was Brian Johnson, and he replaced Bon Scott in AC/DC.
Wow.
But that was his first band, Geordie. Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
The name that nobody can ever remember who's the lead singer of AC/DC. Because they always remember Bon Scott go, who's the other bloke?
That other guy, you know? He does the other stuff.
Yeah.
No idea.
He's been in the band a lot longer than Bon Scott ever was as well.
Yeah.
But nobody ever remembers. And you've got some more facts about Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting place.
Absolutely. So
it's believed to be the coldest major city in England.
Yeah.
But it's also one of the driest cities in England.
One of the driest?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe, because I've been there and it's been absolutely lashing.
Yeah, must be absolutely lashing everywhere across the city.
I suppose everywhere else is wet, isn't
it? Yeah, I know. It also ranks number 15th in the most visited from overseas travellers.
15 in the whole of the UK?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
I don't know why people think...
I guess there's a lot of Newcastle, like people who follow football would always go up there, because like going up to St. James's Park would be...
Oh, it'd be something else for
football
sure.
Football fans would be an amazing place to go and visit.
Yeah.
And Angel of the North as well is up there, isn't it?
Yep. Angel of the North, which became governed by the government in 2016.
Yeah, you haven't won at the moment.
As a heritage site, so it'll never be taken down.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's a really nice statue as well, if you ever up that way.
It is.
It's a great thing to go visit.
And Newcastle University is one of the best in the world. According to World's 2016 University Rankings, it was ranked in the top 1% of universities worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I've been to Newcastle University.
Not to study. No.
More for the party.
The nightlife. Which is said to be the best student nightlife across the UK.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So, and Durham, which is the next one of the towns down from Newcastle. If you're going from Liverpool on the train, you go through Durham.
Yeah.
Durham is one of the most picturesque places on the planet. Beautiful spot. I believe it's a walled city, you can go inside and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But I did spend a weekend up in Newcastle on going around the university and having parties with a few of my friends that were actually going to the university at the time. So
very nice.
It was a great place to visit. And we're now going to I think it's time for some chat from our sponsors.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with even more tracks from Newcastle.
Brilliant.
There's just so many to get through tonight, and we're going to try and get through as many as possible.
Yeah.
Which means we've got to stop talking.
It does.
It does.
Station sponsor.
Creative thinkers aren't born. They're made. We mix innovation with imagination to create digital worlds from scratch, to 3D print new food from old, to pioneer research in renewables, health and cybersecurity. Because we question, challenge, imagine. You will too. We'll help make creative thinking your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
It is possible to stop using drugs.
We can help.
Call Narcotics Anonymous, 1300 652 820.
Or look us up on the web, na.org.au.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
this was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die.
That one there was Sam Fender with 17 Going Under. What an amazing track. What an amazing guy. I mean, the first time and only time I got to see him was in Northern Ireland, actually.
Yeah.
With my cousins Jack and Emily. outdoor festival, and it absolutely bucketed down on us.
Ah, the good old Northern Irish weather.
Yeah, couldn't ask for anything better.
Absolutely.
What an amazing track off the album. Same name, 17 Going Under from 2021.
Yeah.
Sam Fender.
Another one out of Newcastle.
Yeah. Yeah. Geordie boy.
Yeah. Like we said, there's so much talent out of Newcastle. We could do about 5 shows out of Newcastle.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
No.
But we could.
We could, but definitely not going to.
And before that, we did have Angelic Upstarts. Now, Angelic Upstarts, I heard this band a long time back with my good friend Andrew Sefton. Sefdogs, as he was known.
Yeah.
And he introduced me, because he was massively into punk, and my other mate Ringer was well into mods and ska and all that, so I had the influences from both sides.
Yeah.
But he loved the Angelic Upstarts, and they were a big punk band out of Newcastle, formed in 1977, and a very politically
driven
band. Thanks for that word.
Oh, nice.
Very, very politically driven band. And a lot of punk skinhead subculture stuff used to go around. They used to hear them and that. So, massive band out of Newcastle.
Brilliant.
Probably not a lot of people would have heard them, but no. They were very, very popular in that sort of indie and underground sort of stuff in the UK, especially around where we were.
Nice.
So, yeah, another one out of Newcastle. And talking about Newcastle, we're going to have one more. This is a brand new track. Wow. From another massive name out of Newcastle. So Brian Ferry from Roxy Music.
Yeah.
Another Geordie.
Wow.
And like I said, we could just go all night on these songs from amazing bands in Newcastle.
They're like a common cold.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
You'd be tripping over famous people in the street.
Yeah.
It's like, and we haven't even mentioned Shearer once tonight.
I know. Not even once.
Not even once. And we're not going to.
No.
But this is his new track, so this only came out a while ago, from Brian Ferry. It's called Mamona. Glad I said that right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good. And the track is going to be played now, so enjoy this one.
You say you live just for fun. Isn't it enough? So you say you wait or we'll come. Isn't it? There's a road that goes to
really long song, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a really long song.
So that's Brian Ferry's new one. And not a bad track. I quite like it, but yeah, it is a sort of Saturday afternoon one, isn't it?
Yeah, just stick
it's
it on.
It's not a Tuesday evening when we're playing a radio station.
No, stick it on and do nothing in the background.
Yeah. Well, the length of time that was on, you could probably do an awful lot.
Yeah, you could.
Most of the gardening, some washing,
watch
clean
a
the
movie.
Car. It's like, come back. It's still playing.
It's still going.
Anyway, great song, though.
Yeah.
Brian Ferry, another sensational artist out of Newcastle. Mm. And next up, though.
Our chip rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It is Bucks Fizz.
It's Bucks Fizz.
Yeah.
And why are we doing Bucks Fizz?
Because, one of the biggest nights of Eurovision was the other night.
Yeah. And so it was the finals of Eurovision.
Yeah.
And because this Bucks Fizz was actually one of Britain's greatest achievements at Eurovision.
Yeah.
They did win it. I think it was 1981.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. And this is Making Your Mind Up. Now, we've picked this as the chip rapper song basically because it's a song that you're all going to sing along to, and you'll tell us you won't.
Nah.
But you
everybody
will.
Everybody will tell us, nah. Didn't like it, didn't want to sing to it.
Yeah.
You're singing.
Yeah. And this is all because of Eurovision this weekend. There was one by Switzerland.
Yeah. And with an odd song.
Yeah,
to
it was
say
a
the
good
least.
Song, though.
It was good.
It was good. However, I was a massive, massive fan of the Croatian one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they came second.
I know.
Yeah. I still think they were robbed.
They were. I've listened to both, and they were definitely robbed.
Definitely Croatia should have won that. They had crowd participation.
They had doilies.
They had everything. There was a Max doily man.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And it was all about leaving home, left his cow behind.
Sold it for some beans.
Went into the city to dance.
Yeah.
And it's about a traditional dance and leaving home.
Yeah.
So what more can you need in a song from Eurovision? That's everything all wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
And it didn't win. No justice in the world.
No.
Anyway, back to the UK. This is the best one that we ever had, I'm pretty sure. Enjoy this. This is the chip rapper track of the week. Making your mind up.
City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Make sure you check out the City of Wanneroo's Beach to Bush Arts Festival, which kicks off on the 27th of May. Activating local spaces from Two Rocks to Garraween, this engaging festival will feature a smorgasbord of art, including performances, photography, and craft. To find out what's on near you and other free events, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/feature-events.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor,
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
And that was Books Fizz with Making Your Mind Up, and probably the greatest achievement for the British in the Eurovision. I think there was one, a few other bands before that, but we'll not go there.
Yeah.
Books Fizz were brilliant. And I'm sure everyone was singing along.
Ah, I certainly was.
And talking of brilliant, the next one, and I picked this one because on this day, May the 14th, 1983, Spandau Ballet scored the first and only UK number one album with True.
Wow.
And no others. So this was a massive album for them, and it has got some great tracks on it. So I picked one out because this is one of my more favourite tracks by Spandau Ballet.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get played very often anymore. So
it's not your favourite, though.
It's not my favourite band, no. But it's one of my favourite tracks from Spandau Ballet. If we're going into details of...
Yeah.
This is one of the ones. Like I said, this was a massive, massive album for them. And the only one that they actually got to number one.
Yeah.
And also on this day, May 14th, in 1976, Martine McCutcheon was born. And also, Natalie Appleton. Now, I'm a massive, massive fan of All Saints.
Really?
And she's one of the singers from All Saints. Now, we went to see them.
We did.
I did spend most of my time just looking at the band and going, wow, yeah. And I'm standing next to All Saints.
I think she's looking at me.
She was looking at me. They were all checking
no,
out.
No,
which
Natalie
was great.
Is not
anyway,
looking at you.
The group's debut album, All Saints, also went on to become the third best-selling girl group album of all time in the UK.
Wow.
So there you go. They were a massive band.
Yeah, and certainly not looking at you.
No, probably not. Anyway, back to the Spandau Ballet. This is Communication, and this is off the album that went number one.
Grass is greener, but it's grown beneath my feet.
close to tears. Remember, someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. And at the end of the day, remember the day. We made it through, and at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so close till the end. We remember it was me and you, 'cause we are gonna be forever you and me. You will always keep me flying high in the sky of love.
Done a really slow wind out of this song.
Yeah, just soothing wind outs.
That was the Lighthouse Family. It just puts you at rest, doesn't it?
It does.
They're such a great band. Yeah. They were, again, another massive band out of Newcastle. Wow. Formed in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, there you go.
There you go.
And before them, we had the Spandau Ballet track from the album that was number one.
Yeah.
The only one, number one, on this day.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a few more in before we have to have a few more words from our sponsors. So we're going to try and squeeze a quick one in. This also is another band out of Newcastle, and this is a band called Jax Took the Rest and Too Late for Logic. Now, this is a really strange indie band out of Newcastle.
Yeah.
But again, we like to bring you things that are never going to be played on any station in Australia.
Yeah.
And this is definitely one of them. I really like it. I think it's a great track. So we're going to play it. We're going to have a listen. And then we'll have a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with even more from Newcastle.
Woohoo!
Call it too late. I'll get the damage. The Community File.
If you are experiencing family or domestic violence, but it is not a life-threatening emergency, the Stirling Women's Centre can help with advice and support. Contact the centre on 9205 7375. 9205 7375.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Hey guys, I'm Jess.
And I'm Lisa from the Veronicas for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. We see a lot of things at gigs, mostly people having a good time and having a few drinks. But what we'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking. Being even a little bit over the limit makes it too easy to lose control and possibly lose your life or that of a friend. So if you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place. Remember, music lives and you should too.
LOL.
OMG.
BRB.
You know what these mean, but what does this mean?
KHL!
To Tom, it means he doesn't feel alone anymore. To Lily, it means she's alive and happy today. Whatever you're going through, if you're aged 5 to 25, KHL means you don't have to go through it alone. Contact KHL. Call 1800 55 1800 or visit kidshelp.com.au. Kids Helpline. We're there for you.
And big thank you to our sponsors. They're the ones that keep us on line all the time. And if you want to become a listener member, it's only $35 for a year, which is next to nothing, really, isn't it?
Absolutely nothing.
And it's great to support local community radio. Otherwise, we disappear.
Yeah.
The more of us that disappear, you're going to end up listening to that commercial radio, and you're not going to hear anything good.
Oh, God. I couldn't imagine.
Same old garbage over and over. And we can say that because we are a community radio station. We can say what we need to say about the great music that we get to play. Talking of which, straight after us, very shortly, the dulcet tones of Tony D'Souza will be taking over the airwaves.
Oh,
I could just...
He doesn't need to play any music.
It's like hot chocolate, isn't it?
To his voice.
It's just hot chocolate all day, isn't it?
Really is.
Fabulous. Anyway, Tony is here in the studio with us. And he will be jumping into the hot seat very soon. But before that, we do have a couple more tracks to get through. This next one up, Hank Marvin, From the Shadows, all the way from Newcastle.
Yeah.
But there is a fact that we did miss out on earlier on. And it is...
Quite a big one.
Quite a big one. Mm. Like we were saying earlier, if you're in Newcastle, you're generally just falling over superstars because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest names in guitar history was found busking in Newcastle by a bloke called Jazz Chandler. And he discovered in Newcastle on one of the streets busking Jimi Hendrix. What is that about?
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Like I said, he probably fell over him a few times.
Yeah.
There'll be all these Geordies going, he doesn't look like one of us.
Yeah, he's not got red hair.
Why is he here? And there you go. Jimi Hendrix discovered in Newcastle.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right, does it? It
doesn't. But
well, there you go.
There you go.
Like we said, superstars all over Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Just falling over them. But back to Hank Marvin. Hank Marvin, Duane Eddy, and this is Pipeline.
Thank you.
once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. She disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
And that was Eric Burdon, and he was in The Animals and War, yeah, with the two bands he was out of.
Massive
and also,
bands.
From Newcastle.
Wow.
just
what a surprise.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? There shouldn't be that many people who are famous out in Newcastle.
There really shouldn't.
Why?
There must be something in the water there.
There must be. Fog on the Tyne. Yeah.
Fog on the
Tyne. Fog on the Tyne, isn't it? It's just killing them up there. Anyway, that's our show for tonight, basically.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
Just to listen to Tony. I might even sit in the car and just listen.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Getting chivers.
Anyway, we're going to leave you tonight. We've got a couple of tracks just to play out and slide into Tony's show.
Yeah.
Next week, like I said, we are going off to
Glasgow. Yeah.
Thanks for helping me out with that
word. No problem at all.
I just tried to say it before and I couldn't even say it.
No.
So we're off to Glasgow next week, and there are some major bands out of Glasgow. Yeah.
Some absolutely massive Glaswegians.
Yeah, so we're going to leave you with one tonight. But before that, we're going to play one of our all-time favourite bands ever.
It's Oasis. The namesake. Yeah.
It's the Oasis. And tonight's one is The Importance of Being Idle. And then we're going to leave you with Simple Minds, all the way from Glasgow, with the track Belfast Child.
Brilliant.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in to... Half the world away.
Whoa,
not one step beyond. Whoa. Nearly. half a world away.
Yeah.
Tune in next Tuesday when we will be in Glasgow, and stay safe.
See ya.
One day we'll return here. the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd. All my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say trouble. Someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again.